Hello and welcome to Pap Talk, a new weekly podcast that explores the latest topics and trends in obstetrics, gynecology, women's health, and everything in between.
Hello, I'm Angie DeRosa, Senior Editor of Contemporary OBGYN, a journal for practicing obstetricians and gynecologists across the United States. You have been in the trenches now in one of the most affected hot zones for COVID-19. What guidance would you give to practicing OBGYNs now when dealing with the anxiety of pregnant patients?
I think as a healthcare worker, it's incredibly terrifying, right? Your whole profession is to help people. So you know that that's what you need to do when you go to work and you do it. You know that there's some level of protection with the PPE, but that wasn't always clear whether or not we had the appropriate PPE or enough PPE. And then you have the guilt of, sort of being a healthcare worker and taking care of patients and then taking it home to your family. So I would say that it's been challenging, this whole thing, taking care of patients, taking care of pregnant women, trying to reassure patients while trying to reassure yourself. It's been a challenge.
As if we actually had looked at the placentas of the first 16 women that delivered and compared to historical controls and various subtypes of controls to see what might be going on. Mm-hmm. And we saw a really remarkable number of these placentas had maternal vascular malperfusion, which is not a particularly specific placental lesion. Those of us that look at placenta see it a fair bit, but it is associated with preeclampsia, with growth restriction, with preterm birth. And so it suggests, at least to me, again, with the huge caveat that this is small numbers and this is a intermediate, looking at the placenta is a very intermediate outcome, okay, that these pregnancies are at risk of growth restriction or preeclampsia. So we're monitoring with serial growth ultrasounds and then using those growth ultrasounds to inform whether we would do additional antenatal testing.